A brief history of the Holy Roman Empire, Urban IV and Charles of Anjou, and then the fall of the House of Hohenstaufen. Now, Urban IV was not shy from bloodshed. He issued an edict in 1262 condemning the great Waldensi of Lombardy as well as the other dissident sects and cults of northern Italy. The Inquisition was given full authority to root out the dissenters. Pope Urban took up the cause of the two previous popes in his wars against the Hohenstaufen and Manfred. He delicately resolved Edmund's claim to Sicily, since the English king's son could not raise the money for conquest, and again offered the kingdom to Charles of Anjou, the brother of Louis IX. Although Louis earlier forbade Charles from venturing into Sicily, he was now convinced that the war would not end peacefully and reluctantly gave permission for Charles to claim Sicily for himself. Having heard that Charles and his army were now prepared to march into Italy, Manfred was resolved to make peace with the Pope. He agreed to recognize the papal control in Sicily, pay tribute, and would also lead a crusade against Constantinople with Baldwin II, the former Latin emperor of Constantinople who fled to Italy to seek his help. Urban rejected the terms. Instead, Charles agreed to pay 50,000 marks, promised an annual payment of 10,000 gold ounces, and agreed not to accept any offer for the emperor's crown or other royal or dignitary position. Despite these promises, Charles renegotiated an agreement after Manfred had forced the Pope to take refuge at Orvieto. With Urban holed up against Manfred, Charles was now in a position where the Pope could not refuse his help. He demanded that he be permitted to accept the Roman offer to make him a senator. Manfred responded by petitioning the Roman Senate to make him emperor. This was a flattering display, for the Senate had long ago lost the right to elect emperors. Nevertheless, the Senate acted with caution and did not act on Manfred's request. In the meantime, Manfred continued to press forward against Urban, who fled further, this time to Perugia, where he died on October 2, 1264. While the election of a new pope was delayed for months, pressures from within and without forced the election at Perugia. Pope Clement IV, another Frenchman, was elected. He came to Perugia in disguise as a monk for fear of Manfred's men, and in February the war was resumed. Clement preached a crusade against Manfred and urged Charles to make haste in his coming to Italy. Within a year, Charles's army was crossing into Italy. He was crowned King of Sicily by the Pope, and on the 26th of February, 1266, he entered in the battle with Manfred's army. On that very day, Manfred fell in battle and died. Charles was King of Sicily, and only one Hohenstaufen remained, the young Conradin. The rule of Charles did little to comfort the Sicilians or Italians. In defiance of his original promise to the Pope, he attempted to gain control of northern Italy. His rule proved not only no better than Manfred's, but worse. Several Spaniards and their princes who had ties with Manfred were now in rebellion against Charles. Tunis was even considered a vassal state of Sicily and refused allegiance. Moreover, the excesses of Charles's government caused even some of his own supporters to turn on him. Most notably, the city of Rome. Even several of the Roman families that had supported the Pope now turned to Conradin and asked him to come and claim his inheritance. Conradin was only 14 years old when he made the pledge to come to Italy and claim his inheritance. By his side were young princes, including Frederick of Baden, whose age was comparable to Conradin's. They had little expertise in war, but Charles' hands were full. The Berbers were in revolt. The king of Tunis had invaded Sicily. The Muslims of Sicily resisted Charles, and the Roman families of Orsini and Annibaldi, his former supporters, were now ready to acknowledge Conradin. Clement excommunicated Conradin and all of his supporters, but in July of 1268, he was nevertheless received with rejoicing at Rome. With most of the rest of his opposition in retreat or crumbling, Charles looked to Conradin and at a battle fought on August the 23rd, 1268, Conradin was captured and his army fell in battle. The capture of Conradin was not sufficient for Charles nor for Clement. Innocent IV had hinted many years later at the extermination of the male lineage of Frederick II. On October the 29th, King Charles of France obliged. A trial was held and Conradin was prosecuted as a land robber and thief. Clement did nothing to interfere and, in fact, is believed to have been the mastermind behind the whole thing. Conradin was executed along with his colleagues as a common criminal. The boy Prince Frederick and his friend Conradin himself, a 16-year-old boy, were executed at Naples to the disgust of all of Italy. The devotion and justice of Louis IX did not extend to his brother. The papacy had thus succeeded in finally exterminating the male lineage of Frederick II, but in so doing created animosity between themselves and Rome, and even all of Italy. They had proven themselves no better than the tyrant kings and had made a mockery of the church. So now we'll be dealing next time with Pope Gregory X and trying to figure out how to resolve the imperial schism. Now the sources for this is Religion and the Holy Roman Empire by Ferguson, Before France and Germany by Gary, The Oxford History of Medieval Europe by Holmes, The Papal Encyclopedia by Bunsen, The Capetian Kings of France, 987-1328 by Butler and Adams, French History, Volume 1 by Guizot, Barbarian Invasions by Delbruck, Early Germans by Todd, and The Rise and Fall of the Holy Roman Empire by Criswell. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.